Okay, I'd like to talk to you about a yesod in Hilchos Mezuzah that comes from Tosfos here in Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph. But first, I'd like to mention a shaila to you, and you'll see the connection in a few minutes. Now, somebody had a shaila. He was a tenant in an apartment. He was renting an apartment. He was buying a house. Of course, once he bought the house, he was moving out of the apartment. The shaila came up as follows. The person had paid for the month. I remember which month it was. Let's say September. He had paid for the month. He paid rent for the month of September. And then, when it came to moving, it worked out for him to move sometime in the middle of the month. Let's say September 15th or September 20th. So he moved out. And he told his landlord he's moving out in the middle of the month. But he's Michael the rest of the month, whatever it was, that he paid rent for the entire month. He's Michael, whatever it was, and he's moving. Fine, Shalom al Yisrael. So he moved out, and then it came out that he had relatives that had to be in town for a simcha. So he figured he has this apartment that's rented anyway. So he told the landlord that, you know what? I have 10 days left in the apartment. I want them to come for the week. They're coming into town for a simcha. We'll put in two beds and they'll have a place to stay. And the landlord said, what do you mean? You are Michael already. And it's not yours anymore. And this was the disagreement that they had, whether it helps, whether it counts that it was Michael, the half a month's rent or living in the rented apartment, whether that mechila is a mechila or not. This is the sisuf. What does it depend on? The halacha is that if I meichel something to you, if I own something, I say I meichel it to you, it's meaningless. It has no meaning at all. If I own something, you need a kinyan in order for it to become yours. If I tell you I'm going to give you a present, I'm allowed to change my mind later. It's a common thing that people come to a rav and they come to a din Torah with a taina that they think is a taina. It's really ridiculous. They say, he has to give it to me. He told me he's going to give it to me. It's not true. If you tell someone you're going to give something to him, you have a right to change your mind. The person can change his mind. If you do a kinyan, if you do one of the, whatever the kinyanim are, then it's done. Then you can't change your mind. Mechila by itself is what the Achrayim call a siluk. You're removing yourself. It's not a kinyan. Mechila works if you owe me money. You owe me money and I'm Eichel. What does that mean? There's no kinyan that's needed. You owe me money, I'm misalik myself. I withdraw from my taina to you. Mechila works as a siluk, somebody that doesn't need a kinyan. If you have any type of shibut to me, if you have to work for me, I paid you for work, you owe me a day's work, and I'm meichel, mechila works. There's no kinyan that's needed. But when something is owned, mechila is meaningless. The word mechila doesn't mean anything. You need a kinyan. What's the shaila here? By a tenant. A tenant rented an apartment for a month. Now he's meichel. It depends how you look at a rented apartment. When I rent an apartment, you could look at it as a kinyan lizman. I rent the apartment. I own the apartment for the month. It's a kinyan lizman. I own it. What does own it mean? I can't burn it down because I own it. So I own it lizman. But it's an ownership for a period of time. Or you could look at it. No, I don't own it. The landlord owns it. It's a schus hashtamshus. I have a right to use it. If I have a right to use it, then it's just a schus that I have. The nafkamina is whether a renter owns it or a renter has a schus hashtamshus. Nafkamina is if mechila works. If I own it, I tell the landlord I'm meichel the 10 days, so then it's meaningless. I own it. And the word mechila doesn't mean anything. If I let him use it, I can let him use it. But I could change my mind. There's no chalois of a mechila. However, if it belongs to the landlord, and I only have a schus hashtamshus, a right to use it, then mechila works. I'm misalik myself. It's a siluk for my right. So, as you can see, it's a fundamental question of what happens when you rent an apartment. Do you own the apartment for a period of time? Or it's just a right to use this apartment? Now, this chakira appears in the Kilas Yaakov on Shnius, on Shemitah, the first simon. There's a very long piece all over Shas on this topic of whether a renter owns or a renter just has a schus hashtamshus. In this piece, which was written later than the other one, in the beginning of the piece he refers back, he is writing, at least here, to compare it to the Hilchis Mezuzah. So let's put aside the rental shaila for a minute. I want to talk to you about halacha lemaisa and how, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, our taisis is the yisayid lahalacha. If you own a house, you have to put on a mezuzah min hatorah, eretz yisrael, chutz laaretz, no shaila, no difference. If you rent an apartment, you rent a house, you rent a store, whatever you rent. So the Gemara says that after you live there 30 days, you're obligated to put on a mezuzah. What's the hezber? What does it mean after you're there 30 days, you have to put on a mezuzah? Mamasha. If it's chayiv a mezuzah, you should be chayiv a mezuzah right away. If it's not chayiv a mezuzah, what does 30 days change it? So the stipler here brings, as the Beis Yosef brings, that it's a machlokes taisusim. Taisvis, our Taisvis, Tafchof Aleph, holds that a renter, a tenant, is potter me mezuzah min atayra. Totally potter me mezuzah min atayra, is no chiyuv mezuzah. After 30 days, what happens? It's a marisayin type of din. It looks like it's your house, you're living there. It's marisayin, it's a din derabbanan, that a person has to put on a mezuzah. The Torah says, beisecha. And Beisecha means that it's your house. After 30 days, Taisus says that it's Shesayvrim Ha'ilam Shishalai. Taisus is not Marisayin. But the second line of the Yamid Beis, Taisus, after 30 days, Shesayvrim Ha'ilam Shishalai. It's a drabot. Taisus and Menachis disagrees. Taisus and Menachis holds that it's Chayiv min HaTorah. It's Chayiv Dairaisa when you rent it. So the stipler brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger, had a couple of kashas. If it's chayim in HaTorah, why 30 days? Very basic kasha. If it's chayim in HaTorah, it should be chayim right away. What's the 30 days? And then he has a kasha from Hilchos Tzitzis, where you find a certain a similar idea of borrowing a beged, that it's potter. Lahalacha Rabbi Akiva Eiger paskins that it's a drabanan. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has these kashas. And he paskins, like our Taisvis, that it's a drabbanan. The Nesivis disagrees. The Nesivis has a piece in his Derech HaChaim, in his Sefer on Arachaim, actually. And there, he paskins, like Taisvis and Menachis, that it's a Chiyav Dairaisa. Which means that it's really all the way down to Halacha Lamaisa, it's a Machloikin. Halacha is Taisvisin. Machloikin is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Nesivis, it's hard to be Machriya. Although the stifler in his Lashon calls it Shar Paiskim, those who disagree he calls Shar Paiskim, the Raisa Bayas Haschura Petura Lailam. He calls our Taisvis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger Shita, Shar Paiskim, as opposed to Taisvis and Menachos. So Machlaikis. Now there are two tremendous nafkaminas in this Machlaikis. One says in the Nesivis. Nesivis wants to answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Again, we have a machlokes. You're renting an apartment. Are you chayim in HaTorah or you chayim in Drabanan? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the Iker is in Drabanan. 30 days, that's Marisayin. Taisus Menachis says it's Dairaisa. Why 30 days? So the Nesivis writes that it's the Derech when you rent an apartment for the first 30 days, you see if you like it. And if you don't like it, you move out. It's not really Beisecha. The derech is, you try it out. If you don't like it, you move out. So for the Sivis, if you sign a lease and you obligate yourself to stay, then you chayev right away. You're not really moving in to try it out. Nowadays, you don't move in and try it out. You pay to paint the place. Now you fix the place up, you move in your stuff. The Siva says nowadays there's no 30 days where he can't get his kashas right. Ramesh in a tshuva writes to be machmir like the Nesivis, that if you rent, that you should put up the mezuzah right away, even though it's a beferish of Gemara, that if you rent, you get 30 days. It's a beferish of Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. But nowadays, Ramesh writes that the bungalow colonies are like the old apartments. The bungalow colonies, certainly of 30 years ago, today people have houses, but the bungalow colonies, if you remember, you go, and you know, by the time a week passes, you always have a couple of families that go back home. They're not happy. And so Ramesh writes, in the bungalow colonies, you have to put up for 30 days, because it's like it used to be. You try and get out. But in our homes, based on the Nesivis, Ramesh writes to put up a mezuzah immediately. He says, don't make a bracha, safek brachas, uchesh rabbi kidager. You wait till the 31st day. Says the first nafkamina, if you hold Zeraisa, Bisman Azed, and the Yeshiva says you have to put up. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who holds it's the Rabbanon, so first of all, he disagrees with the Schumra of the Yeshivas. And secondly, he says another nafkamina. He says if you rent an apartment, you don't have to put up a mezuzah on any doorway that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. You know, you always learn the Mechaber, you always wonder why he brings Yeshayimrim, Yeshayimrim, just tell me what to do. So, because they're nafkaminis. So, Zakt Rabbi Kideger, in the Sagais of Shulchan Aruch, that any time it says in Shulchan Aruch, two shittas, for example, if you have a doorway without a door, just an archway, the Rambam holds you don't need a mezuzah if there's no door. Rambam shita is, you have no door, it's one of the conditions of mezuzah. We all put up mezuzahs on archways because the other Rishayim disagree. But the two shittas are Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger says if you're a tenant and you have an archway, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. When you own, it's Safik Dereisa. When you rent, it's Safik Derabanan. You don't have to put up a mezuzah. You certainly shouldn't make a bracha if you put up a mezuzah. So these are two nafkaminas. Rabbi Kiva Eger's nafkamina. And in the Sivis is Nafkamina Lachumra, Bikiveg Lakula, in this Machlaikis. So this is a Machlaikis in Dine Mezuzah. You say this to a Machlaikis. Getting back to our Shaila about the landlord who, the tenant who was Michael. So that depends on how you look at a tenant. Bashkofa Rishayna, the Machlaikis, the two Taisis, and should be this Machlaikis. If you hold Beisecha, you own the apartment, you own the guf of the apartment, Lizman, so then, Michai Mezuzah Min HaTorah, and then Mechila doesn't work. On the other hand, if you hold that you're not Chayiv Mezuzah, why aren't you Chayiv Mezuzah? It's not Beisecha, Pashtus. If it's not Beisecha, that means you don't own the guf of the apartment. If you don't own the guf of the apartment, so you put them in mezuzah in HaTorah, and at the same time, mechila works. You don't own the guf of the apartment itself. That's the pashtus is, it should be totally zebezeh. The Stipler, here in this piece, says the ikar is that it's not, you don't own the house. You don't own the bayis. And it fits with our taisis, that you put them in mezuzah. And he says that Taisus in Menaches, who holds Yechayiv, holds whatever his beer is, you don't have to own the house. Beisecha is only Derech Biyascha. You don't really have to own the house. Mezuzah Chayves Hadar. And therefore the Stipler goes with a Shita that a tenant doesn't really own the apartment, has no real ownership. And Memela, there's no ownership in the guf of the apartment. What? The tenant rarely has a mortgage. You mean the owner? Yeah, but the owner owns the house. If you have a mortgage, you still own the house. Okay, it's collateral for the loan. You own the house. It's collateral for the loan. It's going to pay off your loan, but they don't have a right to do anything to the house. The Machta Frayim has a similar shaila. he has a shaila about a ger. A ger has no relatives. A ger has no relatives and he's dying. You know what you do if you hear about a ger has no relatives and he's dying. You feel bad he's dying, and then you run and you try to be zaychen his nechassim. Very strange. The Gemara doesn't seem like a nice thing to do, but the Gemara Kedushin says about a ger that was dying, and one of the Amiram ran to be kind to his eved knani, he shouldn't go free. So some of the achrayim say he did it atzfrumkeit, loylam bem tavaydu, he shouldn't go free. But the Gemara sounds like he did it because he wanted to get a free eved. So you have a ger who's dying. And he's a tenant. He's a tenant in an apartment. He paid rent in an apartment. When he dies, what happens to the apartment? So it's the same cler. If you hold the ger owns the guf of the apartment, lizman, so anybody could come and grab it. Because it's hefka now for that period of time. On the other hand, if you hold, there's only a shibut. To the guf of the apartment belongs to the landlord. It's mishubit to him. Shibudim, you can't run and grab a shibut. There's nothing to grab. It's in the air. It's not a guf hadavar, and therefore it's not. So these are what. You bring a riot from the rent control laws. That's a riot. I don't know. I know the truth. The truth is. Yeah. It's true that the owner should be kinyan, but if someone is there doing a kinyan at the time, an eved whose owner dies becomes free. But if at that moment he's working for the Adain, then he doesn't go free. You know, if that moment he's working, so... what? You know, there's an interesting Sfasemis. It's not Sukkis, it's Pesach Vart. But the Sfasemis says that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim carrying matzah on their shoulders, but Tzavos Hashem. So the Sfasemis says in the end of the Haggadah, Paideh Kahalacha. Paideh Kahalacha. What's Paideh Kahalacha? Hashem took Zayim Tzayim Kahalacha. So he says that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want that Klal Yisrael who are Avadim should become Ois Avadim and then have to become Abdei Hashem. It's not a healthy thing. You know your Avadim Mitzrayim should go straight from being Avadim to Mitzrayim to being Avadim to Rabbeinu Shalom. So he's Paideh Kahalacha. What's Kahalacha? Gemara Kedushin says when the Ger was dying, so how did, I forgot which Amir it was, how did he get him to be Kaina? He told him, carry my things for me to the Beis HaMerechitz. Carry my items to me. If at the second the Ger dies, you're working for a new Adain, at that second, so the Adain is Kaina you right away. You never go free in between. So the Sasema says, Paideh Kahalacha, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzavah to carry the dough on their shoulders. So carrying dough on their shoulders. So the second that the mitzvah became Ois Bailim on Klal Yisrael, immediately he became. So Semes, I think, has another line. He says, V'chein, the same thing it says, Al-Kein Yazav Adam Esavav Yisimai V'davak B'ishtai. It's not healthy. You're living a home with Aviv V'imai. V'davak B'ishtai, you should go to Ishtai. It's not healthy in between to live by yourself. You get used to not having to shteltzu to somebody else. So Akein, it's also, I guess, a mashal to avdus. He says, Akein yazav adam esavim v'esiva yvidavak b'ishtai. He goes straight from one avdus to the other avdus. Straight from one to the other. That's the healthy way to go. At any rate, this clear in how schivus works comes up later in Masechta Avodah Zarah. There's a sugi of schivus kanya, schivus loy kanya, which has to do gado kinyachatsu that you're mentioning. It'll come up again. It's nice. He's sadistic chiluk in the union. Okay, I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. Next Thursday night, which is Sukkis, weather permitting, we hope to have Mishmar in the Sukkah to finish the first Perek. So Mi'etz Hashem, immediately after, we'll start a new Zman, 2 days after Yom Tif, we'll be able to start a new perek, fresh, and starting all over again. But Yom Tif to everybody.